Hello?
Hello?
Bob?
How are you?
Where in the hell are you?
Well, I'm in New York in my apartment. I've been out playing golf this afternoon.
I got I thought you lived in Georgia.
Huh?
I thought you lived in Georgia.
Yes.
No, I'm in touch with Georgia all the time, though.
I got things in pretty good shape in New York. Where I'm in trouble is in Georgia.
Well, I know that, and I'm there, too.
Yeah?
How you feel?
Fine. We had a wonderful day today here in Florida. I'm going into Georgia tomorrow, and I just thought I'd better talk to you. Somebody told me that you called the other day, and I missed you.
Well, I called you, and I was very sorry not to see you. I was at Mr. Hoover's funeral, and I thought you were going straight back, or I would have called on you.
No, I went back
and
up.
I did see Jim.
Yeah.
And he told me what you talked about.
Yeah.
And I'm working at that all the time.
Good.
And I feel very much better about the situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I try to be realistic about these things, you know.
Yeah.
And like you do.
Yeah.
And I feel very much better about the situation. I'll be in Georgia about the middle of the week. I've got to go to some meetings up here next 2-3 days, and some of the Tuskegee Institute meetings and things like that. But I'm in touch with it every day, and the thing that I know is mostly on your mind is something I've been trying to do, and I've got 6 other people trying to do that with Herman.
Yeah.
You know?
You reckon he'll come out tomorrow when we're there?
He'll be there.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Georgia.
Hello?
I'm going to be in Georgia tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, he will be there.
Yeah.
And I want him to, but he's been saying the right thing, but he ought to make a speech.
Yeah, that's what I want him to do.
Well, I'm trying like hell to get him to do it, and I've got people who are working for me, so to speak, who are closer to him than I am.
Yeah.
And they're trying like hell to get him to do it.
What does he say?
I've got at least 10 people trying to get him to do it.
What does he say?
Well, he said the last fella he campaigned for publicly, he said that he's going to vote right and how people ought to vote. He said all those things, but he said he just don't say, to tell you the truth. And I don't understand it. I really don't understand it.
Now what,
but I think everything's all right.
What's the situation with Russell?
Yes, sir.
What's the situation?
And I felt very badly about it 3 weeks ago. I feel pretty good about it in Georgia now.
What's the situation with Russell?
Where?
Dick Russell.
Well, I haven't got an influence with Dick.
Yeah.
No. I know him pleasantly, but I haven't got an influence with him at all. But the fellow who has great influence with him is a fellow named Hugh Spaulding in Atlanta. And Hugh is working on him.
No.
And he's my lawyer.
Yeah.
And he's working on it, but I don't know if he's doing anything with Dick. Dick is an enigma to me.
Yeah.
He really is.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm doing everything I know how to do in my own peculiar way, and I think it's quite effective.
Okay,
and
Bob.
When I see you, I'll tell you, what some of them are.
Fine.
But it's, I think, quite effective.
Thank you, Bob.
And I think you're great, and I want you to take care of yourself.
Oh, I'm doing that.
And not be too strenuous.
Oh, I'm not doing that. I'm taking care.
See?
Of
and I'm at your service.
Thank you, Bob.
And I thank you for calling.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bobby.
Are you through? Hello? Hello?